You're listening to the audio production of Dream Treaders by Wayne Thomas Batson, published by Thomas Nelson and performed by Dave Cruz. Soli Deo Gloria. 1. Night Terrors. The howls grew louder. The hounds were closer, closing in.
"They've got my scent," Archer Keaton growled as he raced down the moonlit mountain path into a misty dell full of black pines. "Gotta throw them off. But how?"
Then he knew. Archer launched himself skyward. He let his feet brush the treetops a moment, and then purposefully let himself crash down through the crisscrossing pine branches.
Creak, ouch, crunch, oof, crack, ow.
The 14-year-old yelped with each bounce, smack, and breaking branch. He tumbled to the ground in a sticky heap. When he stood up and tried to brush the pine needles from his coat, vest, and pants, the sap kept most of them glued tight.
"Good," Archer whispered. "The more sap, the better. Now, gotta go."
He broke out from beneath the pines and sprinted across the uneven ground. The howls were still there. Deep, throaty, mournful howls. And they were still getting closer.
"No way,"
Archer grumbled, searching for any near place to get cover. Shelter. Crack. Something was behind him, in the pines. Something big enough to snap a tree trunk as if it were a twig. Archer knew there were only a few creatures in the area large enough and heavy enough to do that kind of damage. But which beast was it? He had a suspicion, but hoped he was wrong. That creature hunted in packs. Archer spotted the ruins of an old castle. Just a half-collapsed keep and a leaning tower in the crook of a patch of broadleaf trees and more pines. He drove his legs like pistons and dove into the trees. The teenager's sudden arrival startled some blackbirds from their roosts among the branches. They cawed, croaked, and cried their harshly voiced displeasure, but Archer paid them little mind. He careened around the trunks, stumbled to a knee, but drove on.
"Breathe, Keaton," he commanded himself.
Archer ducked under an archway in the old ruin and flattened his back to the stone wall inside.
"Just breathe."
"What's the matter with you?"
a high nasal voice asked. Archer jumped, heart thrumming. He looked down and found his hands no longer empty. He'd summoned a pair of hand grenades.
"Oh,"
the voice said, right next to Archer's ear.
"You're a dream treader, aren't you?"
Archer spun left and right, but saw nothing.
"Where are you?"
he gasped.
"Right here."
Archer craned his neck around. The voice really was close. It sounded a little like Raz. No, it was a little huskier, and had an odd warble to it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?